Join the conversation at everydaynovelist.com. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find the host at J.D. Sawyer on Minds.com, or hit him up at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 639. Today we have a question from Ian that is making Kitty grin maniacally as if I am about to stumble into a briar patch that only she knows about. So let's find out what kind of trap Ian has set for me today.
One of my stories features an annoying hitman who I went out of my way to make unsympathetic. Reader reactions has been, I really got behind the hitman in the chase scene and the hitman is the hero, right?
I wouldn't know what this is like at all.
In this case, I'm going with the audience reaction and giving him a bigger part in the series. Also, I myself have become fascinated with one of the truly bad guys in the story, and he's getting a starring role as well. But what happens when you don't want to go with the flow and characters evolve away from the original conception? Is it best to keep going and try the ideas again in a different story?
Yeah, generally I think so. By the way, the reason that your hitman was sympathetic, I'm just going by what I know about how people react to characters. The reason that he was sympathetic is probably because he's not petty. People have a much harder time sympathizing with characters who are realistic in that the ways that they are evil are petty and self-serving, or they're perverse, meaning that they are evil in ways that are realistic and understandable because they're trying to do something good, or they're caught between conflicting loyalties and are making tragic mistakes. People find those sorts of people a lot less sympathetic than they find someone who is comfortable with and uninhibited about their dark side. Because someone who's comfortable with and uninhibited about their dark side has a sense of integrity to them that someone who is venial and conflicted in that more normal kind of way, they find that very unsympathetic. People tend to be the least gracious about the kinds of character flaws that they are most intimately familiar with, and almost everybody is venial and conflicted deep down. And almost everybody wishes that they had a clear sense of purpose and that they had a much better developed sense of integrity than they have. One of the tricks to writing a good anti-hero is that he has a solid sense of integrity, and you can think he is evil, you can think everything he's done is horrible, but if he has a solid sense of integrity, the audience will get behind him, even if you don't want them to. So if you want a good bad guy instead of an anti-hero, look to Gollum instead of to James Bond. James Bond is an anti-hero. Gollum is a villain. And Gollum is a villain because he has the weaknesses that everybody does, and they're amplified to the point where they cause cosmic mischief. James Bond is a man with character flaws that would make him absolutely unacceptable company to anyone who got to know him very well, but he has a sense of mission and integrity that rationalizes everything else, and he knows who he is. And that makes him sympathetic because in that sense, if in no other, he's the person that everybody wishes they could be like. I should say even if in no other, because there's other fantasy fulfillment roles that he serves for different people at different times as well. Without having read your story, that's my guess as to why your unsympathetic hitman remained sympathetic despite your best intentions. My inclination, if I was in your situation, would be just to roll with it and try to do the same thing in a different way later on. You've already obviously generated a really good reader response. It's just not the one you were looking for. So I would roll with it, capitalize on it, and take the ideas that you were not able to execute well this time, or at least in the way that you intended to, and try again next time, and give him a slightly different spin, try to do it in a slightly different way. For what it's worth, thanks for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.